You're listening to New Tnia. A mini excavator arm made beginners 37% faster in a simulator. MIT researchers built an excavator controller shaped like the machine's own arm. Six beginners completed a basic simulated digging cycle 37% faster on first use than joystick beginners, but the study was small and did not test safety or skill transfer on real equipment. MIT engineers have built a controller that looks and moves like a miniature excavator arm, letting beginners guide a virtual bucket by copying the motion they want the full-size machine to make. In a small simulator study, first-time users completed a basic dig-and-dump cycle 37% faster with a new interface than with conventional joysticks on their first attempt. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
A 20-person study compared standard excavator joysticks with an arm-shaped controller that translates a user's hand motion into boom, stick, bucket, and cab commands.
Why does it matter?
Novices using the new interface started near the performance reached by joystick users only after 7 days of simulator training.
What is the catch?
Six beginners tested each interface. All work happened in simulation, and the study did not show that inexperienced users can safely operate a real excavator. Key number, on first use, beginners completed the basic simulated cycle 37% faster with the arm-shaped controller than with joysticks. The controller removes a mental translation. Excavator operators normally move two joysticks to coordinate the cab, boom, stick, and bucket. The machine responds through a control pattern that does not directly resemble the bucket's path, so beginners must learn how several joint commands combine into one movement in the outside world. MIT's WorldSpace interface copies the excavator's linkage at a smaller scale. The operator moves its arm toward the intended location and squeezes a bicycle-style brake lever to control the bucket, while software converts those motions into commands for the simulated machine. It is a focused example of the same interoperability problem explored in New Tnia's coverage of shared robot control interfaces. Useful automation depends on translating intent reliably into hardware-specific movement. What the experiment measured. The researchers recruited 20 healthy men, six novices trained with joysticks, six different novices used the new controller, and eight experienced operators provided a comparison. Participants practiced for about 1 hour per day over 7 days in virtual tasks that included digging, dumping, grading, and clearing debris. Before training, the new interface group averaged 17.53 seconds for the basic cycle, compared with 27.93 seconds for joystick beginners. After 7 days, the joystick group improved to 15.16 seconds, close to the experts' 14.80 seconds. The result suggests interface design can remove part of the initial learning burden, while conventional practice still produces large gains. Before we overstate the result, each beginner group contained only six people. All were men in their 20s or 30s, and the experienced operators were older. The headline advantage came from one basic simulator task. The study did not test safety, productivity, or skill transfer on a physical excavator. Sumitomo Heavy Industries supported the research, and the team plans field tests at the company's grounds. Independent replication has not yet been reported. What has to happen next? The researchers plan to add force feedback so the controller can resist the user's hand when a virtual bucket meets a heavy load. They also intend to compare simulator performance with work on real machinery and test whether newly trained operators retain the advantage outside the laboratory. The most important unanswered question is not whether the miniature arm feels easier. It is whether that easier mapping produces safe, precise excavation when soil, visibility, machine vibration, and nearby workers replace a controlled virtual scene. Read the full article at newtnia.com.